our special guest is in for the second time. She's going to be in every Wednesday. That is our Fab FM medicine lady, Dr. Alex Bernhardi. And of course, you are a local doctor. We're very proud to have and pleased to have you here. Well done.
Thank you. Thanks, Gary.
Now, just again, I know we talked about this last week, but just as a quick reminder, as it's still fresh for people, you've been a GP in the Douglas Shire and particularly in Mossman for quite a few years,
yes,
haven't you?
Yes, for 13 years. Mm. Right now in the moment, I'm taking a break from being a normal everyday GP just to explore, you know, the things to the right and to the left of it.
Okie doke. Well, I know you're involved in a few interesting projects, and there's certainly things there that we'll talk about in the future.
Yep,
here at FAB.
Yeah, that'll be great.
One thing I suppose I sort of picked this topic because it's something that I have been fascinated with, partly because my wife has this issue, shall we say, this disease, and we have all sorts of fun and games when we're out and about because she has celiac disease. Now, she's celiac, I'm vegetarian, so you can imagine the fun and games at restaurants, you know. But I think actually it's a lot easier for me as a vegetarian these days. There's many, many more options. So we've discovered that this is a very big topic and a very confusing one still, not just for the average individual, but even eateries that serving up food. So I wanted to get to the bottom of celiac as best we can in the time that we've got. So I suppose, Dr. Alex, the very first question would be, basically, what is it?
So celiac disease is actually an autoimmune disease. Mm. It is not just that you don't feel well if you eat something specific, but it is an actual reaction of the body where the body produces antibodies against a specific protein which is found in some grains.
Autoimmune disease, it's even celiac itself, is sort of, if you went back 40 years, people would say, oh, I've never really heard of those sort of things. Are they a modern day issue, or is it something that's come on as a result of the way we produce food? What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so autoimmune disorders in general are definitely on the rise. Mm. And celiac disease in the past was considered to be really a disease that we discover in childhood. However, right now we can develop celiac disease at any age. And a figure that I read was that nowadays we have a 1 in 133 people suffering from celiac disease alone. So that is a really high number.
It is indeed. What sort of symptoms can people expect? Because I'm sure there'll be people listening think, I may have it. I think I've got it. You know, I get this reaction sometimes when I'm eating. Mm. What sort of symptoms could they expect to have?
The classical symptoms that most of us connect with celiac disease are abdominal symptoms. So we can get cramps, we feel bloated, we've got a lot of gas, or develop diarrhea and nausea. But there are a lot more subtle symptoms as well connected with that. And that's nutrients and vitamin deficiencies, such as we could be low in iron, we will be low in vitamin B12, and then we suffer the consequences from these vitamin and mineral deficiencies.
Mm. So a lot of knock-on effects,
yes,
really, from the original.
And they
issue.
Can be very, you know, general and vague symptoms, really. But I just really want to point out as well that there are people who actually have no symptoms whatsoever. And they are the ones that we really worry about, because if it is left undiagnosed and untreated, then the person can face serious complications which would be completely avoidable.
What can happen to somebody if they have been diagnosed with celiac disease, had an official diagnosis of it? If they do eat gluten, mm-hmm. what can be the issues that they come up against?
So what happens in the body is if a patient with celiac disease is exposed to gluten, the inner lining of your guts gets inflamed, and that then also causes a generalized inflammatory response in the body, as well as obviously leading to deficiencies, because the gut cannot absorb the vitamins and the minerals that are in the food which the gut normally would absorb.
So again, a bit of a knock-on effect from the original issue.
Absolutely.
You mentioned about certainly anyone at any age can get it, and it can come about at any stage in your life. But is there any sort of evidence as to what type of people get it? Is it more common in females or males or particular parts of the world? Any research on that?
You would probably say that anybody can get it. There is a little bit of genetic predisposition. So people with a certain gene constellation are definitely more likely to get it. However, it doesn't mean that if you do have these specific genes that you indeed will get it. That sounds a little bit complicated, but that is, yeah, it is an important point.
Such is this topic. It is very complex, as you said at the beginning. Talking to Dr. Alex Bernhardi, she's our medicine lady here at Fab FM and a local GP in the Douglas Shire. If you want to, if maybe you're thinking, like, I'm having some symptoms, I never used to get it, I'm getting stomach pains or those other symptoms that you mentioned, what's the best way to get it diagnosed? What's the best way to check it out?
You definitely need to want to make sure that you have a proper, formal, established diagnosis. Because if you just avoid gluten just because it is, you know, it's in the news and you think that might be a healthy option for anybody, then you are restricting yourself maybe unnecessarily. So a proper, formal diagnosis means you definitely should go and see your GP. The GP will be able to do, firstly, a simple blood test. And if you then would have these specific antibodies to really confirm the diagnosis, you would then need to have a gastroscopy where you swallow a little tube and the specialist can have a look into your stomach and the small intestine, take a little sample from your small intestine, which then will be examined, and that then will finally confirm or rule out the diagnosis.
Now, we've talked about the issue of celiac disease and the relationship between that and gluten. I suppose a good question would be to ask, what is gluten?
Yeah, gluten is it's an umbrella term for three different proteins that we find in specific grains, and they are wheat, barley, and rye, and possibly oats. I say possibly oats because there is a little bit of controversy about if celiac disease people can or cannot eat oats. We think that probably 50% of celiac patients actually tolerate oats, 50% don't. And there is no easy blood test to find out to which group you belong. So therefore, in Australia, we seem to include oats into the group of grains that you should not have.
Just to throw another spanner in the works with what is, as we said, a very complex topic. Gluten intolerance, gluten sensitivity, they're two different things, I believe.
Absolutely. And that is another, that's getting back to the root problem, that it is so important to get a proper diagnosis. So celiac disease is gluten intolerance. So that means you do not tolerate a single little gram of gluten. And for these people, it is absolutely important not to be exposed to the tiniest trace of gluten. There are people who suffer a lot of similar symptoms, abdominal cramps, bloating, and they do think that, or they do see a connection that gets worse when they eat specific food which also contains gluten, and they say they are a little bit better when they don't eat it. That does not necessarily need to mean that you then have necessarily celiac disease. You can, for example, react to lots of other substances in that particularly food which also contains the gluten. So say you eat a supermarket bread and you don't feel well afterwards, and you then think, oh, I might be gluten intolerant. However, it could well be that the kind of wheat, the kind of flour that is in that particular bread, with its residuals of glyphosate and other additives, that you are actually reacting to that.
What about a food that has, as an example, some gluten? but also say has a high sugar content. Could it, or maybe a milk content? Could there be reactions to those
other
things,
yes,
which might be the root cause of it, or maybe a combination of all of it?
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. You're quite right there.
Now, if people are thinking that they're having some sort of symptoms, they obviously, we mentioned a diagnosis, but is there a way that they can change their lifestyle, maybe to try various things to perhaps even initially prove where the problem might lie, maybe a slightly healthier diet as an option?
I think there is so much evidence out that that is exactly the right way to go. So anybody who has got abdominal symptoms, it is really worthwhile just reviewing your diet and probably go back from any sort of refined food that and processed food, that's the word I was looking for, so that you know that whatever you eat has exactly one single ingredient, and then you can really eliminate already a lot of issues.
Now, some will say, and I've heard it, this gluten-free thing, it's a bit of a fad, it doesn't really exist, and there may be an element of truth in that. I mean, if someone was saying, look, I've heard about this gluten-free thing, I'm going to actually go off gluten because I'm going to have a healthier life. Is that true? I mean, is that a good thing to do?
No, we don't encourage doing that because the grains in which we find gluten, which I mentioned, which is wheat, barley, rye, and oats, they actually have, for somebody who is gluten tolerant, a lot of health benefits. They are high in protein, high in fiber. If everybody just would go off gluten, you would restrict yourself from good sources of protein and fiber.
Now, again, touching back on something I very first mentioned about eateries, in the Douglas Shire, as an example, there are many of them, and they're great. But is there, do you think, some confusion within that industry as to how they present a menu with gluten-free? Because there are some complexities here, and one I'll touch on is perhaps cooking something that is seen as not containing gluten, but cooking it in the oil that has had food with gluten. There is a chance of cross-contamination, which for a true celiac could be a problem.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. There are also many glucose syrups that could be derived from wheat, and you would have traces of gluten in there. And because it, for a celiac patient, it is already enough just to have a tiny amount of gluten in that food. Therefore, it is really important that restaurants try to educate themselves and really make sure that when they do offer gluten-free, that they do know the background and that they don't, that they need to avoid cross-contamination and also look at their the hidden ingredients in some of the foods that they use. Because it is not always very apparent.
Very true. Now, there is a very good website, I believe, and maybe you can just give some details, for, as we said, a very complex topic, and one I guess we're on a little bit of a learning curve with, even within the medical industry. But just give us that website, please, Dr. Alex.
So there's a website. It's called www.celiac.org.au. So, and celiac will be written C-O-E-L-I-A-C. There is a different spelling as well, depending on from which background it comes. But this one is C-O-E-L-I-A-C. And that is a very good website for patients to get information, also to communicate concerns to the GP. Or, for example, if a family member of you has been diagnosed with celiac disease, then you can take that information to the GP, and the website also gives you a lot of resources and answers a lot of your questions.
Excellent. Well, we hope that we've answered a few questions. It is, as we said numerous times, a very big topic, and certainly one that can be extremely frustrating for those that do suffer. I've learned one thing today, and that is how to spell celiac, so that's a bonus for me. Dr. Alex Bernhardi, our medicine lady, thank you very much, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Gary.
That's Dr. Alex, our resident medicine lady. She is a doctor here in the Douglas Shire, and we care about you and your welfare here in this beautiful part of the world. It's Fab FM. Good afternoon.